One thing really quickly before we get to the smell thing, Bill. We were talking earlier and Kevin Powell suggested that drivers should be able to send a digital message to and fro each other. That way you could send more details than just a honk, because a honk is one thing, but we need many different levels. Sometimes you're just trying to say something nice.
Sure.
And I was wondering if you had that ability, would you just kind of message people the weather, your thoughts on the clouds? So look at those cumulus clouds up in above the top of your dashboard there. How does that look?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely, John. You know, I mean, we see such a variety of conditions here across the area. So why not, right?
Let the drivers know what they're seeing.
Yeah, what they're seeing, right?
What's
exactly.
That thing when you get the halo around the sun, a dog?
Sun dogs. Hey, you got a sun dog, right?
Hey, fellow. Driver, look to your left. You got a sun dog.
Yeah, look up.
I want to make sure you see that double rainbow in your rearview mirror now.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. But also pay attention to where in front of you too, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So the story that has captivated people.
I have not
smelled it. Have you smelled it?
You know what? I have not smelled it today, but I'll tell you what, when I did smell it, John, was on Sunday evening. I was at a Super Bowl party, and I had stepped outside and walked outside for a minute, and I noticed it to me, it kind of smelled like a bit of a fertilizer compost, is what I had noticed.
So for you, it was a natural smelling smell, not synthetic?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it was natural because, I mean, nobody's, you know, putting down fertilizer in February here in the Midwest, so... I don't know if that's what it was, but that's kind of the that's what it felt like to me, you know, or it smelled like to me when I noticed it.
Some people say it's like a wet dog in burnt plastic. Some people said it was synthetic.
Yep.
Some people said it seemed chemical in nature.
Yeah, I know. I've seen many comments, and it certainly caught the attention of you know, and I don't think, let's just say this, I don't think it's isolated to one incident here across the Chicago area, because it's been so pronounced, not just in one location. It's not like it's the southern suburbs that are smelling it, but it seems like southern suburbs, western suburbs, and you know, even northern suburbs.
Even into Wisconsin, I've heard reports.
Yeah, yeah.
I told
you
guys how my daughter smelled it in Antioch in the morning, and she ended up calling the fire department because it was so strong. And she said it was more like her daughter said rotten eggs, and she said gas.
Interesting.
Okay.
She called. She thought there was a gas thing in her house, so they came and checked. And she must have been one of the first, because the fire department said nothing to her. Like, everybody's been saying stuff. Mm,
right.
And so they really spent a lot of time with her, and she felt like an idiot until the next morning.
Sure.
Of course, if I were a dispatcher, I'd tell people, no one said that. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and then the next morning, she was like, Mom, it's true. Oh, my gosh. Everyone else spelled it. I'm not crazy.
Right, right. No, it's very interesting. And you know, Again, I to give my best scientific reasoning potentially behind this, as long as it isn't something that I just don't know about that's going on upstream of us. But, you know, we've had a thaw, okay? And it's not just here, but across a large section of the Midwest. We were in such the deep freeze for so long. You know, everything was dead and frozen. And so what happens is that the ground across the frozen tundra of the Midwest, once it thaws out, you've got decomposing across numerous vegetation types that begins to continue, you know, where they left off in the fall. So you've got different smells coming in from the Northwest. You've got dairy cows up to the north, northwest of us. You've got corn byproducts west of us into, you know, Iowa and so forth. And you've got soybeans to the south. So it's interesting because as the temperature outside increases, so does the amount of energy available for odor-causing molecules. It's interesting. So odor-causing molecules in the form of liquid or solid, they need extra energy to move into what's called the gas phase. So the temperature provides an increase in energy for liquids or solids to turn them into gases, which creates more odor. So it's possible, it's very possible that this is also being generated by, you know, what's going on meteorologically across the Midwest.
And I wondered why this even fell under your department, Bill. We kind of just like shuttle everything your way.
We take a stab at it, John, for sure.
Well, I think that does make some sense. The idea that, and not only we did have had the 20 straight days of freezing,
right?
We did have that one rain washout.
Yep.
Remember, we had 1.9 inches, I think, of rain in January?
Yes, before we went into the deep freeze. Yes,
right.
We did.
And I wonder if like that rinse out and then just the stagnation of everything since then is going to cause something. I mean, you mentioned decomposing vegetation. I hadn't thought about that. There's, of course, animals too, although I don't think there's been some kill off that's
I'm aware of,
But that's interesting that it could produce a smell. And then I wonder, you know, and you know, honestly, knock on wood, hopefully that's it.
Yeah.
Because if it's this naturally occurring thing, I think people are going to breathe a
exactly.
I would say fresh air, but take a breath of smelly air and be okay
and realize
with it.
That it's not something that's chemical that's you know harming their lungs or something like that, or you know being sent down. So that's very true, John. Yeah, I agree. But it's interesting that they got, we've got the you know the EPA and other outlets that are looking into it. So that's good.
Yeah, and I saw you outside your car actually, Bill, driving in today.
Yeah.
You just had your window rolled down the whole time with your head out the window, which I appreciate.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
You were you're tracking this thing.
Can't get anything past you, John. You know you are always on top of it.
I saw you circling all the interstates.
Yeah,
just
right.
Trying
to
track this down for us.
That's right. Absolutely. You know that's what we try to do over here at WGN and the Tom Skilling Weather Center.
Okay. Well, I'll let you get back to your job. So decomposing vegetation and other things.
Yeah, it does cause this, you know, this odor. And I mean, again, it's been 20 years since we've been, you know, in the deep freeze for this long. And so now that we're finally breaking out of it, things are starting to, starting to thaw out and can definitely give away this odor. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Snyder, we appreciate you hopping on with us.
Always a pleasure to talk to you, John. You take care.
Let's hope that's the answer. That's Bill Snyder from Channel 9.